101.3 WIBD AM 1470 from the album Double Fantasy from 1980. That is John Lennon, of course. And Watching the Wheels. Rick Jensen here. And we have a community conversation guest on the phone this morning, West Bend School Superintendent Jen Wimmer. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
You know, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if we want to do a June conversation, we should do it in person so you and I can actually meet.
Absolutely.
So we'll exchange emails on that. But I think that should be the plan. So
sounds like perfect timing.
Yeah, yeah. So here we are. We've got less than about 3 weeks of the 2021 school year to go. I'm thinking there's probably just 12, a few things going on.
Yeah, it's 12 and a half days, but I'm sure none of the students are counting that.
No, no.
But you're right. End of year is filled with activities. So I have quite a few activities to highlight for everyone. We had our scholarship night on May 3rd. We had 142 seniors from East and West receive scholarships for 2 or 4 year schools with an amount awarded over $835,000. And
wow.
This slate of scholarships is due directly to the amazing community support for our students. It's the Columns organization, our community members, various foundations and businesses. And it is an amazing organization that supports our students. I cannot say enough kind words about the work that they do as an organization. An organization like Columns does not exist in all communities. I think people take it for granted because it's such a long established institution here. But again, for them to award that amount of support for our students financially is nothing short of amazing. So thank you to our community and the Columns organization for that.
Right. You know, and what people, I think, don't understand always is that Columns does its own fundraising for scholarships, but also administers a number of scholarships, endowments, et cetera,
right? Yeah. So if a business or a family, you know, is looking to support and they don't quite know how or they can't do, as you said, the administration in an ongoing fashion, Columns really does that part. They come in as a team. They interview the students. They look at their requests. And it's a really great experience for our students. And again, even if people wanted to donate just even a small amount, they'll put it in their general scholarship fund and manage that. So again, that's what makes them so unique.
So we had scholarships handed out. That must mean that graduation is nigh.
Graduation is right around the corner. It's June 5th and outdoor. We've restored, four tickets per family. If you need more, just connect with your administrator. But that is certainly around the corner. You know it's around the corner because we just had prom this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So Washington County Fair Park was the site for prom. It was a little unique because we had junior and senior courts for both of our schools to just pick up where we had to leave off last year. So we made sure our seniors had their court. But talking with students, it was a great event, and they were just so excited and chatting about it yesterday in school. It was a highlight of their weekend.
Sure, sure. And weather cooperated for it, you know, which makes a difference.
That always is appreciated. Just in case the weather doesn't cooperate on graduation, we do have a rain date of the next day.
But, you know, on prom, you know, the hairstyles don't last in 40-mile-an-hour winds and rain. Right?
Not so much. Correct.
Because I'm guessing that high school girls these days still do the hair thing like they did back in my day.
Many do. In my day, that hair was a lot taller, but I'm probably aging myself. Not so much, but yes, many do go out and get those updos or something a little different, a little more special than what they wear during their week at school.
Sure, sure. So what else is happening, Jen?
Just this past Sunday, we had our Senior Athletic Awards for both East and West. Just a lot of dedicated students in, you know, we can't say it enough. It was a little bit of a unique year. But I wanted to thank the Pick family. They sponsor an Outstanding Athlete Award for our schools. So Nancy and Alan Pick Award for Outstanding Female Athlete went to Kelly Nye of East and Ellie Moyer of West. And the Carl Pick Memorial Award for Outstanding East Male Athlete went to Dawson Rondorf. And the Andy Pick Memorial Award for Outstanding West Male Athlete went to Landon Dott. And then we have the Prudence Pick Way Coach of the Year Award, and that went to Aaron Spate, the West wrestling coach. So
awesome.
Just thank you to the Pick family for their generosity and recognition of our athletes and coaches. And congratulations to those athletes and coaches as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right, what else is happening?
We also had a student, Connor Marcone, a sophomore with our West Bend Virtual Academy and West High School, won several awards in the Wisconsin School Music Association Honor Student Composition Project. That's something for high school students. He placed third in concert band orchestra, second place in piano solo, and third place in electronic music. So congratulations, Connor, and thanks for representing West Bend in such a special way.
Interesting. Interesting. That's, you know, it's about, exponentially more than my musical talent ever was. So,
me as well. I can appreciate music, but can't play it.
Right. Absolutely. And, the pipes even object when I sing in the shower. So you just, you know, it's kind of where you are with that. So. What else is going on with West Bend Schools, Jen?
Well, speaking of appreciation, we had Staff Appreciation Week that first week in May. We had our Nurses Appreciation Week. So lots to celebrate and recognize. You know, we have a lot of those year-end recognitions. But a special part of our year is the Ralph's Education Foundation Awards. So on May 3rd, we held four surprise award ceremonies for some very deserving winners of the annual Rolfe Education Foundation Awards. And those go to teachers and professional staff at elementary, intermediate, middle, or high school level. So Jennifer Shrouth received an award, grade 5, Silverbrook Intermediate School and our West Bend Virtual Academy. Jelaine Lidke, special education, Jackson Elementary School. Sally Hoyer, family and consumer education at West High School. And Scott Lone, special education at East High School. All were surprised in their classrooms or in fake staff meetings when some board members, myself, their family, their own family, walked out and surprised them with that award, as well as a representative from the Rolfe's family to honor them. So quite a special day, my first time participating in that event, and it was amazing. Just a thank you to our community TV station. They were alongside us and put together a great video highlighting each teacher. So make sure to check those out.
Yeah, all right. All right. What else is happening?
Just a reminder that we chuckled when we were talking before that, you know, everyone thinks, oh, we're kind of winding down in the school year, but we've got a foot in this school year. We're planning summer school and we're planning next year already. So just a reminder that our summer school registration's open, and also a reminder to all families that we have free breakfast and lunch. So as an extension of the child nutrition program from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that's allowing us to continue to provide free breakfast and lunch to all students for the full 21-22 school year. So that was something that was in place this school year. We also provided free meals to West Bend Virtual Academy students. So just a reminder that that's available this summer as well. As soon as school lets out, you can find information on our website. And we're also asking that families make sure and complete that free or reduced price meal paperwork. So even though it's an automatic this year, a lot of school funding is based on our completion of those paperwork pieces. So just a reminder to our families to fill out those forms so that we can continue to receive grant funding based on that information.
All right. Sounds good. And Where does that take us?
You know, it takes us into a wonderful finish to the school year. We've been continuously expanding opportunities for students, been working with local public health to just finish our year strong, having awards and doing things as they always were. So that's been exciting. I know that we are looking into the summer. I know I sent something out to families, just a reminder, though, to everyone. We've been working with our local public health. I'll be sending out some announcements this week as we kind of take steps forward to reduce our mitigation measures in a mindful way. We anticipate just a mask in motion in summer, meaning as they transition in, maybe on a full bus into school, they might be wearing their masks. And then, you know, going this summer with largely unmasked and looking at operations as normal. And then I've already foreshadowed the beginning of the year. So if we continue on this wonderful trajectory, we anticipate keeping things like our additional custodial support, cleaning, sanitizing, things of that nature would stay the same. But we anticipate operations as we were used to years past.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting. We've done amazing. I know I said it at the board meeting to our community and our families. Just a thank you. I have so much gratitude for everyone's patience as we all navigate an unknown with constantly shifting information. The work that everyone did allowed us to keep all of our additional programs intact. We had our events like prom, you know, the grad walk, all of those things, the things that we were able to kind of band together as a community and do on behalf of our students. It's just with such appreciation that I have for this community and their efforts. And I can do nothing but continuously extend my gratitude and thank you.
I saw some photos from and video from the grad walk, and it looked like they had a blast.
They did. It was wonderful. It was great to see the kids. Thank you to Texas Roadhouse. They supported a lunch for all of our graduates after. So it's a really exciting, fun-filled day. And it's that bittersweet moment. Many parents went to the elementary school to watch their kids walk through where everything first started. So it's
sure.
It's a big milestone in their lives.
Lots of tears choked back, and maybe not so successfully.
A little bit. We might have seen a tear or two on that day.
Entirely possible, huh?